going to Navan in County Meath now, where people living in apartments on the outskirts of the town have been ordered to leave by the local council this weekend because of fire safety worries. The complex was built over 7 years ago, but had no fire safety certificate, and now the Meath fire officer says it's unsafe. Francis Fallia is one of those who've been given 2 weeks to get out after living there for 4 years. He's been talking to our reporter, Cathy Farrell.
That the fire service, they should leave a quick notice of 2 weeks to move out.
So have you found alternative accommodation? Have you managed to find someplace else to live?
No, not yet. I went to the auctioneer all through in Navan. Everyone went to Royal Rent themselves. They don't have anywhere yet.
And have the other residents, have they managed to find alternative accommodation?
And you see, some of them there with kids. So those it's more easier for them because with their baby, that means they live alone.
So you have to leave your apartment by Saturday and you have absolutely nowhere to live?
Nowhere, absolutely.
And have Meath County Council given you any indication of when you might be able to return to your homes?
No.
So you're essentially out on the street on Saturday if you haven't found a home?
That's true.
That's Francis Fallia speaking to our reporter, Cathy Farrell. Paul Murphy is a journalist with the Meath Chronicle. He's on the phone. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Kentswood Court in Johnstown in Navan. What happened here? Take us back to when these apartments first went up in 2005 and 6.
Well, they were built by a company called Vicarage Green, based in Dundalk. And for the first 1 or 2 years, the apartments were vacant. And after that, slowly, tenants went in there. Now, there are about 20 people there in total. The company applied for a fire certification, and the council refused that at the beginning, and then it asked for further information, and it never got that further information, and it was therefore deemed that the apartments couldn't be certified.
So if it never got a fire cert, why is it only now that people have been asked to leave?
Well, this is the problem. The company went into receivership, and the Bank of Ireland owns the premises now, and the tenants knew nothing about this until the 15th of November, when a rental company in Navan contacted them, saying that certain works were required to be carried out and that they would have to vacate.
Who owns the apartments, Paul, and who's living there now?
But roughly 20 people. Some of them are being accommodated elsewhere through this rental company, and others are still in situ. One woman I spoke to lived on the top floor, and she told me that she was worried about fire safety. And she was given a ground floor flat. Apparently the fire officer has said that the people can live in the ground floor of these apartments, and then there are 10 upstairs, and they all have to be vacated.
Will they get to return? The people who have been asked to leave, do they know if they're ever going to get back there?
Well, that's a question that has to be decided then by the owners. They're saying that they'll have to make up their minds whether they'll sell on the premises as it is or renovate it and then sell it on. But nobody knows what's going to happen in the future.
Who's paying for all this, Paul? Who's paying for people to be moved and accommodated in the meantime, and who's going to pay for the repairs?
I'm taking it that the receiver is paying for the removals. It has offered to organise practical arrangements such as alternative accommodation, transport, storage of furniture, that kind of thing.
Paul Murphy at the Meath Chronicle, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.